you're listening to this, I'm sorry. That means that you've probably had an incredibly hard day. You might still even be having that hard day. But I want you to know that here in this audio, I'm here for you. I am. I want you to be able to come to me even when things are bad. Not just when they're horny, although I do think I'm better at that. Whatever's going on, whether it's work and leaders asking more of you than you feel you can give on that day, or an ex texting you when they shouldn't have, anything in between, beyond and around that bad day, I want you to try to not think about for a little bit, okay? You're worth it. Whatever that means to you, whatever that worth is, whether that's of love, respect, a day off, you deserve it. I know that you give everything and you're putting so much into this, and maybe it's been three very, very long days that have just drained your batteries, or maybe it's been months or even years of just a slow burn of pushing yourself to a little above the limit every day, and it feels like there's no gas left in the tank. Whatever the case is, it's okay. You will come out of this stronger than you've ever been. Every day the sun goes down, but it always comes back up again. I used to think it was a silly analogy, but I've really found it to be true. That if you push for things, and you have the strength to get through it, and the strength to ask for help as well, you'll find that there's a really great day around the corner. Whatever that great day means to you, it's coming. Whether that's a promotion, a new love, a day with a dog or a cat in your lap, and no one calling you or bothering you. And hey, maybe it's really rough sex, but no matter what it is, that day is coming. It's gonna be soon. It's gonna be all right. You might feel like you're alone. You might feel like the only person who can deal with these problems is you, but that's not true. Everything's okay, really. There are people around you and with you that you can count on, and if you really feel like there's not a single person, there's at least someone else out there that cares, that wants to do right and help you. And whatever that looks like, don't be afraid to ask. There is no shame at all in asking. If you really don't feel like you can ask anybody else, do something for yourself, okay? It could be anything, right? It could be listening to an audio that you love, finding a new one maybe. Maybe it's a little bit more pure than that. Maybe it's buying yourself a snack and a drink on the way home from work that you wouldn't normally afford yourself. Maybe it's reaching out to a friend, calling somebody. Hey, no shame, maybe it's just 8 hours of sleep. I know I certainly miss the mark on that sometimes. Whatever it is, do that for yourself. Show yourself some love. Because all these people, all these things that are bringing your life down, they don't owe you anything. That's why they're doing this. That's why they're demanding these things from you. But you owe yourself something. You deserve to treat yourself well. And whatever else is going on, no matter how temporary that is, your relationship with yourself is forever. And I want to make sure that at the end of the day, the week, the month, the year, the decade, when you curl up in bed and get comfortable, you can say resoundingly that you love yourself, because you should. You deserve to love yourself. You deserve to be free of the expectations of all of these annoying people, to no longer hold those awful feelings and thoughts, whether they're about yourself or someone else. You deserve to be happy. So do that self-care. Buy that snack. Get a coffee that's a little bigger than you might have thought. Just enjoy life. For me, it's hiking. I can walk out into the middle of the woods with no cell service I find that part to be maybe problematically important. And just look. Not at anything, really. But just to absorb the world around me. To stand amongst the trees or on a big rock. I know it sounds silly, but to feel that world around me makes me feel comfortable. It makes me feel like everything I'm dealing with isn't so bad. That if I just go home and do what I'm passionate about, things will get better. It doesn't hurt when that passion is recording my own orgasm, certainly. But it doesn't have to be that way for you. Whether it's 5 minutes in the car before you walk into the house and put on your next mask for your next role, or if it's that quiet of the night, that special quiet where nothing happens, nothing's moving even. I hope you're able to feel like yourself and love that feeling. Take care of yourself. Treat yourself. Know that I wish nothing but the best for you. And that no matter what's going on, it is going to be okay. Now, if you're still at work, have that strength. You have it in you. I know you do. Everything that could ever go wrong is not going to bother you today. It's going to be a great day, because at the end of it, you know that there's something that you're looking forward to. Whatever little act of self-care and love that's there, do it. It's on your plan. Keep it at the front of your mind. Just push through. If that happens to be me, I'm honored. But make it whatever you need it to be. I can't say enough how much this community has helped me in my mental health. So I hope, even for a moment, that you're able to enjoy that as well. And that I can give back even a small part of that. You are cared for, whether by yourself or someone else. And everything's going to be okay. I promise.